Beis Amidal from Rashi, first Rashi in the Gemara. Near Lech and Near the Meir, Kima the Nochi the Tzorcha Yehliko Lech. Remember the Bishur Yisrael Offish. He's lighting for himself. There's enough light for him to use for the Yisrael. There's no reason why he shouldn't increase for the Jew. By the water, he could actually draw more water. Keves Lamali Hodem Lener, who Keves Lecho Keves Lameya. The ramp can work for many people. So it's like the case of the candle. The Mora says it's just because that was the story which took place. Michael Acher of Yisrael. Espehemta, the Yisrael can then use the water, the grass afterwards. Acharov dafka nokat, it simply says Acharov bekulu denochri the tzorach atzmei obed. They can't do it simultaneously because then Rashi says we're afraid the goy will actually do more for the Jew. So goy finishes it with his, and the Jew takes whatever is left over. Abu Makira aser kusachadaitoch the obed nami adaita didei. The more assumed Makiroi is because he's doing before the Jew also. The Jew is allowed to bring his animal to graze on grass which is attached to the grounds. But not afraid he will forget, and the Jew will forget and do the act of kotzer and feed his animals, because he may remember that not to do that. But they were afraid he'll forget and take it with his own hands. Over here, this grass is muksa, because the beginning of Shabbos it was attached, and the goy detached it on Shabbos, and that has a now it has a din of muksa, which is also for the Yisrael to do. Some more answers to Kaim Leba Po Shlotifna Mokam Acher. He sort of directs the animal towards it, but he doesn't actually bring the animal there. The Jew doesn't stand nearby. Afraid he would actually then feed the animal. So the Mora says, the case of Rabbi Gamliel was Makiroi. He was aware of him. So the Mora says, so when he made the kevis, he made the ramp, Rabbi Gamliel was not visible. He wasn't there. Present that the goy should have intent for Rabbi Gamliel. Rava answers near Nechani Lameya. Kevas Nechon Kevas Lameya. One ram for both. Everybody. But the case of a savim where the brisa says makiroi, the goy, if he's makar the Jew, he will do extra for the Jew. Now the brisa says Hovah Shlomo Fanenu. So it seems to stress the reason why it was mutter, because he wasn't present. So kasha the rova, the shemino minod the befon of osir afish ain kan mar b'mishuloi. If he's doing it for the Jew, whether he's doing extra or not, since he's doing it for the Jew, it's osir. And rova said it's mutter because ne'er lechon ne'er lemeya. So rova says ema hoil v'osoi. Once it's been done, ne'er boy. The time alam yishum shlo befon of who elahachi habemaisa. The main stress, it was Shlomofono, but that wasn't the stress. Motzei Merchitz from Yad, the Motzei Shabbos. A Merchitz which has been heated on Shabbos by Goyim, for the purpose of Goyim, it should may benefit from it immediately in Motzei Shabbos. If, however, it was heated for the purpose of Jews, then the Jew cannot benefit from it Motzei Shabbos. So that this way he will not benefit from the heating which was done for them on Shabbos. In general, this, but any thing which is done on Shabbos, the Shir Chachamim said that in order not to have Hanoa, there's a Shir B'Chdei Sheyasu. So Rashi is saying that the Maaseh Shabbos also, which Maaseh Shabbos is referring to a Maaseh which a Jew did, which in order that you shouldn't benefit from what he did, you need this Deir B'Tei Sheyasu. Now that's not so poshut. Tosha understands the din of Nesha Yasu is this way, we'll take it with the incentive of the Jew telling the Goy to do it, because at the end he can't benefit from it on Shabbos, nor even after Shabbos, until the time it would have taken to be due after Shabbos anyway, so what does he gain? This is the purpose is to remove this incentive for the Goy, the Yisrael to tell the Goy. So since that's so, when it comes to a Jew doing work, which when the issue where there's not an incentive issue, or not this, either he does or he doesn't, but the incentive is not going to be what's defining it. So you don't have this din of Kadesh Yas on a Meister Shabbos, which is done by a Jew. Now, they heat up all the water at the same time. If the majority is Jews, since it's Makiro, the Masak Adaiti lasts af Bishilo, he's doing for the Jew also. It's also, even though they're not heating more water or less water due to the fact that there's Jews versus non-Jews. Now we have the Chobafonov. It wasn't the fun of, and it was near Lech and near the Meyo, but Kasha Ben Labaya Ben the Rabba. So more answer to Dr. Ruben Mechamimi, Bikir Chilu Shabbos Bishvilom, it was done for the people of the city, which is the majority is Jews. Abenoch Yisrael, the Nochi Adait, the Tanav Shehu, the Abed, the Goy is doing it for his own purposes. Shari Labai Shal Bafonov, the Rabba Afil Bafonov, in the case of near Lech and near the Meyo. Near the Alukum Hasiba. Some of the other is near lit there by a group of people which are sitting. In Rabbi Yisrael also, Rabbah the Habi Dumi the Makiroi Hel Barubaninu. Asik Hadayte Lahadik Apishvilom Mikatani Yosir. So now, according to Baya, that's correct. According to Rabbah, it's near the Echad Nelameya. So he's lighting for himself plus the majority. So the Mordechai says no, he's lighting for the majority. Period. Hadayte Rubah Hilchuk Yisrael Iker. Yisrael is the Iker, and that's why, according to Rabbi, it's Osir. So Nelech and Nelemei won't help when Yisrael is the Iker. Mechsam, Mechsam, Nami. Lech and Lemekam, Lod and Milsa. Over there also, we're not sure how to understand it. The Iker, Lemei, Mar, Iker, Daite, Demadlik, Bishul, Yisrael. You can remember, Iker, Daite, Demadlik, Bishul, Nachri. So they said it's Osir, because we don't know which way to go. Abel, Nachri, Yisrael. There's just a Goy and a Jew. The Madlik, Atzmoy, Mishtamash, Lo'ayre. He's lighting for himself because he's going to use it. The day of it, he's doing it for himself. It's that there's no kashash, he can do more for the Jew, therefore it's mutter. Taran was the name of a place. The icy star, so the goy brought Shmuel saw that the goy brought a document to read. That's why Shmuel said the reason he brought the document is icy star, the goy which lit it brought a document to read, so he realized he's doing it for himself, not for me, and therefore it's mutter. Hadn't call kisses. Not the Mishnah. Kol Kalim Nitolim b'Shabbos. The Tosfos says actually the Gersha should be called the Kalim Hanitolim, because that's not true. Not all Kalim are Nitolim b'Shabbos. Not all Kalim are allowed to be moved on Shabbos. It means all Kalim which are allowed to be moved on Shabbos, the Lahalach is etc. So that's how Tosfos addresses that Gersha. Either you don't have that Gersha, you're going to have to. You're going to have to understand it along those lines. All kelim, which the halacha is that which are permitted to move on Shabbos. A, with also seini mohen, and these kelim have doors to them. They have some type of detachable doors, not active doors which could come, which it's considered broken if it comes off. But there's doors which come off. Obviously, it's parkul. Even though the kelim came off, the doors came off on Shabbos, are still allowed to be moved, as opposed to the losses of a bias. So you're allowed to move the doors. Allowed to move the kelim, allowed to move the doors, even though they have been detached. Shenam doyman, the losses of bias, the fishenam in a muchen. Doors of a bias which come off are muksa. Because since the beginning of Shabbos they were mechuber to the bayis, so they're not mux in that sense. But since they were never mukhon to be used as a keli, because they're not considered a keli, they're considered mechuber the karka. Now in Shabbos they've changed to something else. Doors which you want to say, well, I could use the door for something, so it'd be a keli. Well, you can't make it into a keli in the middle of Shabbos. It wasn't mukhon to be a keli in the middle of Shabbos. But over here, these items were mukhan at the beginning of Shabbos. They were designated for usage, and therefore there's not a problem moving them. The more we'll talk about a little bit more. Okay, that's the first din of the Mishnah. Second din of the Mishnah is the halacha of klishim not to leiser. Is mutter the tzarech gufay. Mishnah gives a few examples of it. Unto adam kernes, a person could take a hammer lefatzeba esagozim to crack open nuts. Kardum, an axe lata boisa dvela. Dvela was this big cake of pressed figs. It was very large and very, you know, you picture like, you know, those big cheeses that they, you know, so you need an axe to chop a piece out. So it looks similar to that. Megera, and a saw logger by a segvino. You want to saw, use it to saw the big cheese. Magrefa is like a little shovel. Ligrefa is a gurgris. So I guess you would have a pile of gurgis. You want to shovel some of them out. Rashi says it was in the barrels. So you want to shovel out of the barrel. You want to use a shovel. Esarachas, with some malgas. It's like malgas, like mazleg. Those are types of like pitchforks. Exactly, one is more flat. One is more has tines. Rachas is flat. Malgas has tines. Also some law of the cotton. You want to use it to feed something, give something to the child to eat. As a kush, as a karker, litre by the kush is the what's the English word for it? The distaff, I think. When the woman spins, so that item which spins around to keep the weight, to keep the pull the threads together. When you're making she's spinning thread, so you take the fibers and you put them together, and there's a weight which it wraps around, which is turning, which moves down towards the ground to create pressure that the fibers will come together. It's called that's the kush. The karker was, we had this before, on the loom. You would have like a hook type of item, which when the threads of the chassis got out of kilter, the one sitting on top of the other, you need a very fine type of a hook to pick up the thread and move it back into place. That's called a karker. These are used. You could stab something with it to eat. Rashi's example of a berry. So you want to pick up all the berries with this machet shel yad, regular hand needle, lethal b'sakoyim, to remove a splinter. B'shal sakoyim, the machet which is used by sack makers, which is a very large, thick needle. Liftayach b'sadelos, you can use it as a key. So all these examples of klishim lata l'iser, which are mutter l'sarach gufay. Why all of them are needed? The more it goes through some of them. I'm not sure why that the more does not explain all of them why they're necessary to say. See Rashi. Kol kelim nitolim b'shabbos l'tosayni mohen. So Rashi understands not like Tosis the phrase kol kelim nitolim b'shabbos l'tosayni mohen. Kol kelim sheyesh lahem losses. So the phrase kol kelim is referring to all kelim which are moved on Shabbos with the doors are moved even though they've been nisparik. Different types of boxes. Nitolim b'Shabbos. You let them move them. The doors are also moved. Even though the doors have been removed, they came off for whatever reason, you let them move them. In the Mishnah stresses it's not like losses of bias. Which over there, which when they come off, she'ini tol, they cannot be moved. They've not been designated for the purpose of moving. She'ini kli. If you're in a Shabbos, they were not a keli. Avol elu hein kli agav avihem. They can still consider a kli together with the av being the doors are still considered part of a kli. Because they're going to be attached it can be attached, will be attached back onto the kli. Example of this halacha, interesting example we discussed in the Poskim, a button which comes off on Shabbos. Would be an example of this idea. It's beginning of Shabbos, it was muchan, was part of the kli. So does it retain its status of being a tarpar? Right now it's not really useful, so it should be muksa. The only way you can make it useful is by doing a malacha the rice of teifer. So at least some poskim say that would be analogous, or some of them would help us analogous, as long as it wasn't necessary to, you need a maisa uman to put it back together again, it's still considered part of the kli, and it would not be muksa. He also adds, though, it's only a type of a button which it's a very unique, specific type of button for this garment. So then it's clearly going to be put back onto the garment. It's basically pretty standard, so while not being used, this one to put back, you can put any button back on. Go to your button box and put a button back on. So then this is not considered part of the kli anymore, and then it would be considered muksa.
I don't understand that. I mean, why would you be moving it anywhere? I mean, there's a separate issue of you need a...
You want to save it.
Because
once it's considered part of the kli, so the kli you're allowed to move. You're allowed to move a regular kli, even mechamal it sails. It goes into the dinner of mechamal it sails. Not all poskim hold that's analogous, but that would be like this is like the concept of what the Mor is talking about. Cornice is a martel, which is a martel is the French word for a hammer, charles martel, devela. Ma'achash saw eagle. Once you make it into this cake of pressed figs, it's very thick. It's hard like cheese. You cut it with an axe. It's like a knife, but it has begimus. We call it a saw. To cut it, to bite up the pieces of fish. When it has the saw, cuts through something thicker much more quickly than a regular knife. Magrefa is a vidal. A vidal is a shovel. Ligrava is a gergus. Minachav is from the barrels. Rachas is a fowler. And malgas is kamin aster, shakurin fork, sharbarazel. Malagimel shinayim. Mahafkin by kash begerin. So rachas is like a flat type of a thing you'd use to pick up things. And the malgas is a fork. In the side of your gemara, you'll have it says actually has the it says mazleg, and it says the mishnah is actually has the word mazleg. Okay, losses love the cotton mazonas. You want to give him feed him something. Kush is plach is a pushel, and karak is a reel. Litre boy lechel boy two sim you to eat berries. Bechol pirach a soft berries. Machu shayad machu cotton shatavir bebegodim the regular hand. Needle you use to sew garments. Shelsakoyim. Macha gedolo, a large needle. Shatarfim bo sakim, which you use when you're sewing sacks. With teipos agelos. Mish obit maftecha. You lost the key. You can use this like your skeleton key. Okay. Zelta Gemara. Kola kalim nitolim. The language of the Mishnah is, even though the door has been removed on Shabbos, you're allowed to move the kelim, which would sound like not only would it happen on the weekdays is it okay, but even if it happened on Shabbos, boy no, b'Shabbos muchanim al gabi avian b'chol ein muchanim al gabi avian. Over here, right now, it's not usable as is; it's just a door. See, if beginning of Shabbos it wasn't attached, it's not muchan. Because right now it's not really usable. It's only, the heter here was since the beginning of Shabbos, it was part of the kli. And it was muchanag of the kli. And still it's going to be attached back to the kli. So halacha says, we look at it still as part of the kli. So it's only what happened on Shabbos. So Amar Abaya, or at least, if you're telling me it's mutter even from the weekdays, it's a bigger chiddush. So don't write it as like, Shabbos is the chiddush, weekdays is the chiddush. Amar Abaya hachakamar, kol hakelim, nitolim b'Shabbos. So Abai says, yes, the Kiddush of the Mishnah is exactly that point. even if it was nisparak b'chol, since it's going to be attached, it's still considered part of the kli, and you're allowed to move it on Shabbos. Let's see Rashi. But the more assumes it means alpishin is parked to the phrase alpishin is parked to b'shabbos k'toni the k'toni reisha koi. It's going back on the words b'shabbos. Mashal alpishin is parked to hayoyim, even though it's been removed on Shabbos. Mutarim. Well, me boy, in the spark of me'emish and kavuchaymer, it's obvious it was the spark from mechol. The kasha, that's not true. Adarav. My alpishin shayach lemisni ha. Havari nispark of b'shabbos ika lemishri. If it's nispark on Shabbos, it's more logic to be matur. Mishum tchikadosh yom habim muchanim l'talchum agav aviyah. Their heter was more the beginning of Shabbos. It was clearly a kli the beginning of Shabbos. Havri kamar al biloyer arabusa the nisparku b'shabbos koy el arabusa the nisparku. The stress is even though it was nisparik. It's not going even with nisparik for Shabbos. Even though it was nisparik, it's still mutter to move them. And the chiddush is oy bechol b'Shabbos koy. Lomi boy kishem b'chabor. And obviously, if they're still attached, you'll have to move them. Now Tosfos is going to point out. We're going to see later on in the parak. That a kli which breaks, and it's no longer usable for its original purpose. It becomes muksa on Shabbos when it breaks as such. And if it happens before Shabbos, and it's not now it has a different usage and it's not muksa. So it comes out that b'chol is more of a heter than Shabbos. And over here, the more is saying that Shabbos is more a heter than b'chol. So Tosfos says over there the problem is noilut, since it's changing its function. So we have a noilut together with muksa. There's a problem called noilut. If it was designated for uses X, and now it's no longer functional for X, you want to use it for Y, it's changed, it became something new. That wasn't what was mukhan for beginning of Shabbos. That's a noilut problem. So you're dealing with a keli which breaks, it can no longer function its original function. Then you're going to have a problem of noilut, and that's why Shabbos is more a problem than the weekdays. But over here, it's still functioning. The keli is still functioning, the door will be still functioning in that purpose, and that's the chiddush. It's still considered part of the keli, it's not muksa. Tan Rabbanan, Delis, Shal Shida, B'Shal Teva, B'Shal Migdol, Noitlin, Avalim, Achzir. These doors, so you're allowed to detach them, but you can't put them back on. And more is going to question, like, what's that about? Like, why is that mutter? B'Shal Lul, Shal Tarnagarlim, which is attached to the ground, the chicken coop, loy noitlin, well, I'm not saying you cannot detach it, you cannot attach it. Okay, more says, bishal like this, shalul, shaltana garlam, sover, human and mechari ba'ara, yesh binyan b'karka, yesh dir b'karka, so detaching it is soyser and putting it back is boina, no, very good. Ela shal shidam, shal teva, shal migdol, maik sover, ik sover, yesh binyan b'kelem. So that's why you can't put it back on. So, you know, yesh dir b'kelem, you can't take it off either. Vi ain't dir b'kelem, that's why you're allowed to take it off. So then ain't binyan b'kelem, you can't put it back, why can't you put it back on? Om Rabbayah. Lo'alem k'sabar yesh binyan b'kelem, yesh dir b'kelem. So the correct... And that's why you can't put it back on. You can't take it off either. V'shenitlu ka'omar. The price of the gears of the price, it wasn't that you can take it off. It says, those which were shenitlu, you can't put back on. So Rabbi says, I'm like Rabbi, state she was with Abra, chara deni tolen, katoni, v'oid, my avol, loy machzir. If the gears is correct, shenitlu, it should be loy machzir. What's the avol, loy machzir? Elam Rabba, Ksaber, this town holds, ain't binyan b'kelem, ain't dir b'kelem. So, there's no din boina, there's no din soyser. So taking off is not a problem. So why is putting back a problem? The gezeret shema yiska. We're afraid that the person will put it back. He put it back with banging it in with extra nails. So Rashi says, then it'll be considered makabapatish. there's this whole new we have this idea before at the end of Harakira. That either Shem Yiska Tosis discusses that even though in binyan mekadem sir mekadem, but a binyan gomer is yes called boina, or it's a problem of Shem Yiska. Rashi said over there was makav patish. Let's see Rashi. Neutlin. Mashma masalkanu semeshavus mehetu sir shalahem. You're allowed to take them off from the hinge which is there. Lul binyan also with the sound of garlam. It's a coop made for the chickens. Lo not the blamotzir and kufarsh also because the rosu binyan mamashu basiluka yistira gemorehu. It's boina. It's soyser. It's also. But by Mike Sever shemata siluka voice the chazir also. Why is taking off from it and putting back also because of yesh binyan mekalem the chazir also binyan. So that's why putting back is also. So karcha im yesh binyan yesh stira. But my nerdlam, why can you take it off? According to Baya, this is how you understand the price. Dela shashida, shatei b'shida v'migdol. Shenitlu, ein matzir. So that's what it means. So Rava says, my oval, kivlo toni noitlin, l'shachlim is the oval. You can't say but. Just say if it came off, you can't put it back on. What's but? You can't put it back on. So Rava says, l'nuk sabar ein stir ein bin. Hilcha noitlin. Noitlin is mutter. There's no gzera over there. Mi'ayim machzirin mi'rabbanon. You can't do mi'machzirin because there's shem yiska b'chazaka. He'll put it on tightly. B'sakin. B'yisaydus. I'm not sure what he means b'sakin. Yisaydus are nails, spikes. Rabbi like Gemara Malacha b'chay mishumak b'patish. Unless he means that you're going to cut it down to size. I'm not sure what Rashi means with b'sakin. Okay. Not Adam Kurnis. So now we understood the Mishnah. I touched the Mishnah. We're talking about Klishim Latali Isser, and this Mishnah is telling us the Heter Klishim Latali Isser. The Tzarek Gufa Yisput. Now that is not all Amaroyim agreed to that. Amar Rav Yehuda. Kurnis shall I goizim lifitzei boyas goizim. It was a nutcracker hammer, and that's what you're allowed to move to the purpose of cracking nuts. I will shall nafachim. But the hammer which is used by your blacksmith, a nice big hammer, no. Kasabra Dabra Shamanatha Lisa, I feel the Tzarek Gufay is Osir. There's no head to the Klishamanatha Lisa, the Tzarek Gufay. So, Amalei Rabba says to Rabbi Yehuda, Elameyata, save the Tani, Besa Rachas, Besa Malgas, Losa Salav Lakotan. So there's no rachas umalgus mimiyachtel the cotton, which there's no designated malgus, which is designated for katan. So that's not, that doesn't seem to be difficult what you're saying. Elamur Rabba, karna shal nafachim lufatzei b'goizim. Sabra davar shemlat alizir the tarkufa is mutter. So the only way to understand the Mishnah is klish shemlat alizir the tarkufa is mutter. Tosis over here raises a question that we have Rabbi Yehuda before discussed the kelim which were part of the loom. You're allowed to move them. The tzarek gufay, it's klishim not the liser. So Rabbi Yehuda does agree to that concept. So Tosis says he agrees to the concept klishim not the liser. Is much of the Tzarek Gufay, but he says that the usage has to be commensurate with the its primary use. The secondary use has to be something which is on a level taking a hammer which is made for the function of shaping and molding kalim, etc., and banging nails and using it to crack open a nut is like it's such a secondary type of usage. It's not, you can't say it has that purpose at all. So that's considered something which is out of the realm of its purpose. You can't use it for that. But something which the two usages are fairly similar, even though you would use it for one primarily, You can't say the second one has been excluded from your das. But the average person doesn't think of hammers, these type of hammers, as its function is, and in case I run out, I'll use it for nuts. So that's totally out of the person's das. So that's not considered, so gotta be that, it's muksa. And once it's muksa, it's muksa. That's what Tosfos understands. Let's see Rashi. Kanashal Agosim, Hamayuchel de Betzias Agosim. It's designated for the purpose of cracking nuts. Who the Ketanim must use it? No, said Lamalakta. You can use it for that purpose. Meshum the Ikur Lamalechus Heter. Abba Shana Fochim, the Ikur Lamalechus Iser, Loi. It's mutter l'tzar kufay, or it's not mutter l'tzar kufay. Sheshukufa tzarech oid l'malacha acheris, shal hatter, and mithaltam aser oisar loisar malacha. The person has a different need. You can't move it for that. V'kol shkein, men tzarech l'kufay, el l'fanas m'kaymay. Sorry, the tzarech kufay is the tzarech, Rashi Tachi means the tzarech kufay of the item. This item itself is needed for a function. But Makaimai is, you don't need the item itself. Elo the fanas Makaimai, it's a kolshkein, according to Behuda, ain they metaltum. Mimiyachti the katan. Bisha makulu, honey the masnisen, ikal ukma besuyan, miyachodam the kat. I could tell you that there was a magera which was made for the purpose of, we designated for cutting cheeses. And a shovel which we designated to shovel out of the barrel. But these things, the barm. Nobody does that. It says he designates a rachas to feed the kid. So Rabbi says, "Dabshamata leister imsarach b'shabbos the gufa shal malacha the gufa." You should change the gears over here. Le malacha cheres shal heter is mutter. Okay, good. Esay Abaya le Rabbi. So Abaya asks a question on Rabbi. The klishim lat. Klisha Malata Leisir is Mutter L'Tzarech Kufay. Maducha. So Maducha is a mortar and pestle. So it's Maducha actually is the mortar. Im Yesh Boshum, if it has garlic in it. So it's made for the Malacha of Teichin. It's Klisha Malata Leisir. But it still has foodstuffs in it, so it's you're allowed to move it. I'll give the foodstuffs, the garlic which is in it. So you can't move it, so what? Why isn't a mutter the tzarech kufay? If I want, you want to use it for some purpose. Amalei. So Rabbis is back to Abaya. Homani rib nechemihi, which we had before at the end of the second parak. Damer aim kli nitel el tzarech tashmishay. He doesn't even hold of the heter of even a kli shemlata leheter. It's only allowed to be moved for its primary purpose. So by him, it's impossible to get the heter of kli shemlata leheter. Rechemi the tana, because even a kli shemlata leheter can only be used for its primary purpose. Kli shemlata leheter, you can't move it for its primary purpose because it's muk. That's also a job. Okay, Esve. So, the Marshal takes out the gears. So, the first half of the Mishnah is the Mishnah of the Beya. So, there's something called the Eli. Eli was a large type of a block which they would use for the purpose of to chop. It could be used for the purpose of chopping meat. Shomashim katsub la basar shasal tatalay. If you did use it to chop meat on it, you can't move it. So Beisilo permitted you to move it for the function of chopping. Once it's been done, its main primary purpose was not for cutting meat. I'm not recalling right now what its primary purpose was, but it was a melech hazister. And once it's been used, Beisilo agrees you can't move it. So why can't you move it afterwards? So you're allowed to move it. The tzarech simply yomtiv. once it's been finished, there's no simchus yontif involved anymore, putting it back in its place, so you got to leave it there. So why? It's a klishma not lesser. Now I would I want to move it out of its place, I guess would be the issue. So more says Savra Lishnu Yele Kirib Nechemya. So the first thing he wanted to answer the Tana of that Mechlagas B'Sham Esila is Rav Nechemya, that holds it has no heter to move it, just the Simchas Yontif heter overrides. So once that heter Simchas Yontif is gone, you have to leave it where it is. But Kim the Shama Lahod the Amar Rav Chinana Bar Shalmiya Mishmei the Rab the Kolbod and Besichi Zairi Umazari. Rashi says there were different types of kelim which were used in the dyeing process. The kibun the kapar alayu miyachad luhum malkim, hachinam miyachad luhum malkim. So this is along the lines of the concept which we had that it's muktzamach v'chasar and kis. That since their primary purpose is a prohibited usage, and their secondary functions you will not do because of their chashivas. So therefore, you're there. You are matzadasim totally. So it becomes totally muks. And still, we're saying that the Eli has a similar type of. So the Eli would be the same thing. So chinam miyachal humokim. Let's finish off. Let's see Rashi. Meducha, second line. Shadechen bashum, which you would use it to pulverize the garlic. Miesh bashum, metalten or so aga bashum, you can move it together with the garlic. In other words, even a pot of klishim about the lizard has food in it, it's not a problem. You're moving an aga of the food. Yimlave metalten. Gern leisha, well, you want to use it to sit on it, it's large enough to sit on. Kiven the ikir malachta, the shchika, the Himalechus Isser Mishum Teichen. Its primary function is an Isser Deraisa. So you can't use it to sin on. Tashmish HaMeyuchad Loi. The Chemi says it has to be for its primary purpose. Shambi Shambi Silo. Shenechel Kubet Nailan. It's only the Katzav Allah Basar B'Yamtav. Whether you're allowed to move the Oli L'Chad Chilo, once you did it, Shem Katzav Allah Basar, Shem Asa L'Tzarek Sem Chaz Yamtav. If you did your need, Shem Asa L'Tzav Allah. Can't put it back. The Haida Shor, Kishor Beis Hilo Mishum, Simchus Yomtiv Kishor. The Heter was based on Simchus Yomtiv. And once it's done, it's done. Amishum the Eli Malatalis or Rashi's Luxisus Targus Batisni. It was used to break apart your kernels into flour, but into like a cracked them into smaller pieces. Klipas Eitzim. You broke part pieces of the Eitzim Labet Behen Oris, then you which was used in the tanning process. Actually, the certain bark of trees have tannin as an ingredient in it. Tannin is one of the things we use in tanning, surprisingly enough, right? Tea leaves have tannin in them. It's a common and different types of things. So it's used in the process of Labad Urus as us. Kol Moidim, Rabbanon, the Fligo, Adar Mechemia, Ar Moida, by these cases of Sichi, Zara, Missouri. Kli, Savoyim, Hain, Rashi says they're Kaila, which are used by dyers. Rabbein Olevi, Pirish, Kli, Argim, he says they're Kaila, which are used by weavers. Sichi, Haim, Amudim, are the pillars. Ziri, Haim, Konim, Shebeshesi, the boards of the which make the frame of the chassis. Missouri is covered elyon, covered betachton are the two rollers that you roll the chassis onto the chachila, and then you move them along. And the final product is rolled onto one of them. Rishon nearly Rashi says I like the pshat Rishon of Klit Savoy makes more sense to me. The Zairi loshon oitzim hein. It's pressing something, so it makes more sense. The idea in the process of dying, after you die, you press it. It doesn't get them dirty. They shouldn't they shouldn't get bent. That's an active act of being maksadem. Saninami elimeducha are things which are miyachad mokum. Let's hold it here.